Good morning, everybody. Okay, little ones, I would like you one at a time to try to pick that up and carry it. Go ahead. You can pick it up. Yep, okay, set it down because you can't carry it. Okay, there you go, another one. Okay, same thing. Pick it up, but can't carry it. Divya, you want to try? All right, yeah, okay. All right, the reason I had you do that is because we're going to learn something today about unity. Look at Psalm chapter 133, verse 1. It says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Do you know what unity means? That means that no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, that it is very important that we as a group work together for one purpose. You don't have to be exactly alike. You don't have to always think alike. You don't necessarily, of course, you don't look alike, but we're going to work together for the same purpose. And we're going to see in a little bit how this works. Did you know that even the disciples did not get along? Here they are walking with Jesus. Jesus is teaching them. And even they didn't get along. They were always arguing, who's the better one? Who's going to sit at the right hand of Jesus? Who is Jesus' favorite? They even got their parents involved sometimes and said, bless my son to sit beside you in your kingdom. They weren't working together at all, were they? They were thinking of themselves and how important they were. And here they are walking with the master. And yet they're thinking, I'm better than the next one. Is that a good thought to have? There are problems when you think that way, isn't it? Anytime we think that we are more important than the other one, or that what we do is more important than the other one, we have a problem. But there was a time when they began to work together for one purpose. And the book of Acts tells us that after Jesus had ascended and he told his disciples to meet in Jerusalem, it said that in Acts chapter 1 in verse 14, it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Excuse me. And it says that they were all in one accord. In Acts chapter 2, it says that when they were all praying together on the day of Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit came. And after that, they all worked together. There were some schisms, some arguments, but they began to work together. So it's going to be really important that we, all of you young ones, as well as all of us adults, that we get into the pattern of one purpose. What do you think that one purpose is? What do you think that purpose is? Excuse me, who are we supposed to lift up? Who are we supposed to pray to? To God in the name of Jesus. What message do we send out? Even you have a message. What is that message? Prayer, reading the Bible. Isn't the message to help other people come to know Jesus Christ? Excuse me. And we do that. Excuse me, folks. We do that when we work together. Now, I know you're going to need a little bit of help in this from some of the bigger children or some of the adults, but neither one of you could move this by yourselves, could you? Okay, take a look at yourselves. Do you all look alike? Do you all sound alike? Does everybody in this congregation look alike? Do they all sound alike? It's going to take some effort. So some of you bigger children, can you come up here and help us? Come on. Can you come up? There you go. We're going to need some help. The three of you work together here. You put your hands on this pallet because you're all going to carry it over to that wall and stand it up. Let's work together. One. Come on. Y'all help. Work together. Work together. Okay. Now just lean it up against the wall there, against that post. So what did you learn? What did you learn? Work together. And there's a little song that tells us about it. Thank you for working together. There's a song, and it goes like this. I'll tell you the words, and then we're going to sing it together, okay? It says, the more we get together, the happier we'll be. The happier we'll be, okay? Can we sing that? The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. For your friends are my friends, and our friends are God's friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. The more we work together, 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 the more we work together, the happier we'll be. For your friends are my friends, and our friends are God's friends. The more we work together, the happier we'll be. The scripture says that every one of us, no matter what your age, no matter what your background, no matter your circumstances, no matter what, we all have a part in sharing the message of Jesus Christ to this hurting, dying world. Why? Because Jesus is going to come again, and we want everybody to see him. Amen? Amen. Who would like to pray today? None of you? Okay. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name that all of us get the message that we all have a part to play in the work you have set aside for us to share your love, your mercy with others, and let us work together in unity in Jesus' name. Amen.